Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
You're now listening to The Check-In with Black Menswear, and I'm your host, Neandre Broussard, CEO and founder of Black Menswear. It's unfortunate that black men have had to fight negative perceptions that not only make our personal journeys more difficult, but directly impact the wider African-American community. On The Check-In, we provide proof against these stereotypes by discussing engaging topics that uplift our community through interviews of inspiring individuals with stories of rags to riches, defeat to victory, and just downright interesting stuff you'll want to hear. Although Black Menswear was birthed out of a love for men's fashion and style, that love has blossomed into one of the internet's foremost communities for men to gain encouragement, inspiration, and of course, style and swag tips. We've literally gone viral over and over again for our flash mobs. Now, you ain't gotta be black to listen to this podcast, but you do have to keep an open mind and have a desire to be a part of something to change the narrative. Thanks for tapping in. This is The Check-In with Black Menswear.
Welcome, guys, to another episode of The Check-In. We are here in Los Angeles at the beautiful W Los Angeles, West Beverly Hills. And you guys are in for a treat. You're in for a treat. You've seen his work. You just might not know specifically that you've seen it, but if you've seen a lot of movies and you've seen Guys in Shape, Corey probably had a hand on that. But special guest with us today here, Corey Calliette from New Orleans to Los Angeles. But Corey, man, I appreciate you joining us today.
Man, I appreciate you having me, man.
Calliette, you know, you from the boot.
I'm all the way from the boot.
All the way from the boot.
The real New Orleans, not this new fun and intriguing New Orleans.
The place that is.
Yeah, I go home and be like, what is going on? But it's home.
Good to hear, man. Well, thank you for joining us today. Now, I know who you are, but some people out there, they might not know the specialty behind, you know, who you are and what do you do. So those that are unfamiliar, man, who is Corey at the root of everything? How is it that so many people in Hollywood are calling Corey nowadays? Who are you, bro?
So if you were home, you'd say I'm a trainer. You know me now, you say I'm a transformation specialist, which that name came from Creed 1 when I trained Michael B. Jordan for Creed 1, Creed 2. Like anything that he had muscles in from 2000 Fantastic Four until now, I did. You know, it's funny. If you don't know who I am by now, you live under a rock.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that with confidence, and I say that as honest as possible because I feel like I did something so different in the industry that hadn't been done till I did it since like Rocky with Carl Weathers
and
Stallone. Right. Even to see guys look like that.
Right.
And coming from where I was at in Louisiana, there wasn't no celebrities. And it's a quick story I'll tell you because when they speak on, you know, there's power in the tongue. That's true.
Yeah.
When you speak something, it shall come to pass. I remember being asked by a friend of mine a couple years ago, what you want to do with training? Because I had, you know, blew up, doing good as a trainer locally. And I said I wanted to be a celebrity trainer. Now, they had no celebrities in Baton Rouge at the time, except for, like, football players and stuff like that. In the South, you know, football players are the celebrities.
Right.
And lo and behold, a couple months after that, a guy reached out to me to train the cast of Fantastic Four. And that was my first time going on a movie set, a Marvel movie set, which was crazy because it's like, I'm actually here.
Yeah.
And I was on set for, like, a month, didn't train anyone. Because at the time I was bodybuilding, so I was much bigger than this.
Okay.
And a crazy thing is some actors believe that if the guy trains you that looks like that, you're going to look like that too. That's almost impossible and it's dumb.
Right.
It's stupid. and one day I got a call to train Jamie Bell for a certain scene, and got to set, and he wasn't trying to train no more. So I'm like, you know what? Okay. Because I need this to become a job for a long time and not just an opportunity. It's a difference between opportunity, right. But it's what you do with opportunity. So when I got there, Mike was leaving out the trailer. They was like, well, you know, we got Michael B. Jordan, which I knew who he was, but I didn't know him.
Right.
And we met the first day. We worked out. We, you know, connected. And, you know, I did what I did for him for Fantastic Four. And then a couple months later, they called me to come to L.A. to get ready for Creed 1. Mm-hmm. And that's when it started. And when I say life changed because there's a small part before that, not small, kind of big. I was a mailman before I was a trainer. So you think of, like, being a mailman.
For sure.
Quitting your job to become a trainer. Never really trained before that. I was an athlete, but didn't do a lot of training. Became a celebrity trainer within 4 years and then moved to Hollywood, and I'm training for movies. But the thing about it is that I developed a skill set of transforming self.
Right, right.
That was transformative in my life to become who I was.
I want to go back to that part in you where you began your personal transformation, right? So what was going on in your mind when you were, as a mailman, thinking that, man, I got to do something greater than this, something bigger than this. Maybe I'm not giving all my talents, or I'm not using God's given ability to me for my greatness. And so you went on this road of transformation. What did that look like? Because now we speak on the longevity of what you've been able to do in the process and the cycle and the steps that you've done. Obviously, it wasn't overnight.
Right, right.
Right? So what for you triggered that transformation in yourself to get you to move out of that situation and now get you to where you are today?
It was just that. There was more for me. I remember one day being on my mail route. Now, before that, I was already working out a lot. I was an amateur bodybuilder at the time and working in the Postal Service, boxing, doing everything just to figure out what it is to be in shape.
Yeah.
But I knew my calling had to be bigger than just being a mailman. First of all, my coworkers was like 45, 50.
And yeah,
like,
right.
I'm like 26. I'm like, this ain't right.
Yeah.
I'm going to a bar with them.
Yeah. It ain't massive. Yeah.
No. So I said to myself one day, I said, I'm going to make money by training people and looking good. That's what I said, exactly that. And I remember, you know, quitting. And because I didn't have a life. And when I quit my job, in the South, where people usually have a job where, you know, they got benefits, you're getting paid, they're right. Gonna live in that box.
Right.
And they fine.
Right.
I couldn't live in a box. I couldn't fit in it. I couldn't do it. So I quit my job and I became a trainer. Now quitting a job that pays me a certain amount of money to go do a job that I have to now talk to people and persuade them into letting them know that I'm gonna put you through a certain amount of pain to change your life that you wouldn't have to pay me for. Now in the midst of that that could be propaganda sometimes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
there's a lot of trainers that really can't do that.
Yeah.
But the thing about it with me was when I transformed my personal body, I just took that same mindset and work ethic to transform my life.
Mm.
The transformative thing not only happened in the gym, but it happened in life.
Mm.
Because then I found self. What I teach a lot of people is, you know, you have one life and one body. What are you really going to do with it? Most people live in complacency and live being just complacent and just being stagnant.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't do it. I feel like I had to always achieve for the best, always work to be better. And that's what happened with me as far as when it comes to training my body. I was training my mind. I was training every aspect and detail of my life to become better. And it transformed into fitness. Because fitness, I didn't know I was going to be. You couldn't tell me I was going to be fitness all my life.
Right.
You know? And fitness was so funny because it actually started from.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
this is ludicrous.
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Me just chasing a girl.
Okay.
Which most of the time, people,
a lot of,
people,
a lot of know, guys, it they, triggers us that way. Yeah.
Yeah. People be on that whole, I'm going to be healthy and live long. Shut up.
You try to look good.
You
want to
go in the mirror and be like this. You heard me? That's what you want to do. That New Orleans top.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah.
So it's like, that's where it started from. Yeah. And it was just the consistency of trying to figure it out for like 6 years. And at that time, I had, did finally, like 6 years later, I did a bodybuilding show, and what I was trying to do in 6 years, I did in 8 weeks. And that I became addicted. I became addicted to transformation. I became addicted to just change. And from that moment, I started to look at what else can I change in my life? I was still at the post office.
Yeah.
2 years later, I quit.
Okay.
I quit and became a trainer.
Yeah.
And I was able to, but what I learned from the post office was, you got to get up every day and deliver that meal. You have to be on time. And you can't go home till it's done.
Mm-hmm.
So you think about that when you go to train your body and your mind. You got to get up and make yourself do it. And you don't leave till you're done.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a understanding of the pillar of my life and the foundation, the discipline of, you have a job to do and you can't finish it until you're done.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to take that and just continue to drive myself. And when you start living in your purpose and doing what you're supposed to do for yourself, the doors start to open.
Yeah.
They start to completely open. You know, when we're not walking in our purpose and we're walking on another lane, you notice how, as always, things is not going right.
Right.
You know, it's like being in a relationship you're not supposed to be in.
Right.
This shit never works.
Right.
So when you start to go and live your life in purpose and walk in your lane, things start to open up and go.
Come on.
But there's also levels to it. Because every time you get to another level, there's a new test. We see it in grade school. Mm-hmm. We got elementary, middle school, high school, and college.
Right.
It's tests throughout life.
Right.
And it doesn't stop after that. And all those things made sense because of I started to invest in myself, invest in my knowledge, invest in me. And my worth ethic came from continuing to do the same thing every day, which is working on myself. And I learned so much from that.
Would you say that consistency is the number one character trait that you would say has allowed your career to get to where it is today, or was it something else?
It was consistency in God.
Amen.
Faith first.
Amen.
He woke me up, and all he had to do was get me up, and he said, "Now go do it."
Yeah.
Just wake me up.
Yeah.
I said, "Oh, you have to wake me up. I got it from you."
Yeah.
If I need you, I'll call you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But it was consistency every day. Consistency is the key to unlock anything in life that you want. It's not going to come overnight.
Mm-hmm.
If you notice just the bit of those 6 to 8 years or 10 years of me talking about what I was doing, it was consistency in every level of it.
Right.
I go back to a part people I don't talk about all the time, but growing up in New Orleans when I was young and I was in the street, it was consistency too because that shit don't sell itself.
Right.
Granted, right. I was living life on the edge. I had to become something I didn't, but I wanted to survive.
Yeah.
And the power of choice, I quit. And saw that, you know, everything in my life was a test. Everything in my life was a test. There's a quote I saw that said, every day that I wake up and put my feet on the floor, the devil says, "Shit, he's up again."
Mm.
Mm. He got to try to fight and stop me every day.
Yeah,
ain't no easy fight.
Yeah.
And through consistency of the people that come in your life that's negative, that's trying to hold you back or pull you back, there's so much greatness and joy when you're able to overcome that.
Right.
And that's the things I live on. I live on the positive part of, you know what? If anybody can, Kanye can. And I make it happen.
Mm-hmm. I think what I really like about that is just this focus on short-term victories don't equal long-term successes.
Mm.
And really how you strategically set consistency. Everything that I've done is consistency, but then I understand the long path to be able to get there. So I really appreciate that perspective on things. I would like to ask, so recently you said something and it kind of struck a chord with me. Because I feel like I'm kind of 2D.
Mm-hmm.
But you said it's not about being ripped anymore. It's about becoming 3D.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that what you meant by that for those that are listening from a physical posture perspective, but I know it was deeper than that.
Yeah.
What does that mean when you say it's not about just being ripped anymore? It's truly about being 3D. What do you mean by that?
So if you look at the physical aspect of it, it's one thing to look good, but you can look great. So if you want to go deeper is when you go to the movies and there's the same movie that's playing in a regular cinema, you see 3D. 3D takes, it costs much more, and it's a better vision of you.
Mm.
I want you to see me, but I want you to see the best version of me. That's inner and that's outer.
Yeah.
So 3D wasn't just about the physical, because I'm going to look 3D, but I want you to be able to see 3D when you see what's inside of me. You're able to see my mindset. You're able to see my heart. You're able to see my soul.
Mm.
And my body is just an illusion of like, damn, that looks good.
Yeah.
It's the whole thing. It's the total package.
Yeah.
That's why the 3D version of me is the best version of me, because I've done the inner work to work on myself and the outer work just shows.
I love that, man. Now, I'm sure you had some clients that put you on edge or took you to the limit because it's like, look, I can't deal with inconsistent people. Because I feel like, no excuses, bro. Like, we're here this morning. What you doing? How do you, as someone who has clients that are kind of in that space, and for anybody, entrepreneurs, no matter what stage are they on, how do you and yourself remain consistent in the efforts that you're doing when you have to balance clients that aren't as understanding of the process, right? But you know, in order for us to find success, you have to go through these steps. Oh, how do you deal with those type of clients, but still keep rooted in who you are, keep grounded in who you are? I'm sure you've had to say no to some clients before too. How do you go through that process? What's the mindset there?
I say no to a lot of people first. Let me start off by saying that. Really.
Yeah.
At this point, no. I'm good.
You've mastered the two letter word there.
Like,
yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
But so it's about respect. It's getting to know them first. I got to make you respect me. And I said this before. If I can make you respect me, then you can trust me. Mm-hmm. If you can trust me, then I know I can get you to do what I need you to do.
Yeah.
And when I can do what I need you to do, I'm going to take you to the promised land. But I have to always bring them back to what is the goal at hand. I don't train no any and everybody who's going on TV. Like, mm-hmm. we're doing blockbusters. Mm-hmm. So I want you to think about this right now. The impression you leave with people is going to stay forever. Now, what you want to be remembered as? You want to be the slouch that just did okay? Or you want to go out there and be the person that's going to change your life?
Yeah.
And we saw what it did.
Yeah.
I changed lives.
Yeah.
I'm a career builder.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. So it's easy. It's like, how bad do you want it? Because first of all, you already want it bad because you came to me.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody don't get in the door.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. So you in here, let's make it worth your time. And I was able to instill that. But then if you look at me, I'm a walking billboard of what I can produce.
Right.
When you see me, you know, okay, I want to look like him. That's kind of where I'm at now when it comes to just not just me, all men.
Yeah.
They want to look like me.
Yeah.
I want you to look like me.
Yeah.
I inspire you to get the best version of you. And I'm not a spring chicken. I'm older, you know. And I feel like I'm in the best shape of my life.
Mm-hmm.
So when I have these actors that see me and it's like, oh, wow, that's what I want to look like. Well, let's get it.
Yeah.
And it's as simple as that. It's not algebra. It's not rocket science. It's a choice and a decision mm-hmm. that you have to make
mm-hmm.
to change your life. It's an opportunity. You know, so it's that's my formula.
I love it. I love it. Now, with you being in Hollywood, man, the movies that you've been on, from my lens, right? The biggest kudos I think you've gotten was for Creed 3.
Mm-hmm.
Both with Michael B. Jordan,
Jonathan.
And Jonathan. Shout out to South Dallas, Jonathan Majors. But with that, man, being able to get that kind of feedback for your work, bro, how did that make you feel? Like, it was everywhere. Like, bro, you can't. These guys, like, this is the model movie body that you wore. Kind of came out of that Creed 3 movie, man. How did that make you feel?
Man, I'd be arrogant and conceited if I said it. But it was like, I'm used to it now.
Okay.
But I think what happened this time, I had two instead of one.
Mm.
And I had two different bodies.
Mm-hmm.
So I had Mike, who y'all have seen. Then I brought Jonathan in, who was different.
Yeah.
And it hit me. It didn't, you know what's crazy? So I don't give myself enough credit. I'm very humble on it. I might talk my shit sometimes,
mm-hmm.
but I'm very humble on what I do. I don't really.
Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
Going crazy. So I was on the treadmill one morning and Mac Wilde is my homie. He said, how I feel to be a part of history. I said, what? This is my second time part of history, but this was like really part of history.
Yeah.
He said, you're part of the first box sports movie that hit over 100 million in the first weekend. And he said, really, that's because of something that you did. The storyline was amazing.
Right.
But I put two black men on screen.
Yeah.
That looked amazing, and we have not seen that in blockbusters.
Yeah.
And tears started coming to my eye. And I was like, okay, you know what, Corey? Sit in this moment.
Yep.
Just sit in it for a minute. And I was like, wow. And that was my moment, was like, okay, that was for me. Because I could get all the accolades from everybody else, but until you can own it for yourself, mm-hmm. that's when it hits. Mm-hmm. And I was happy about it, you know, and very impressed. But then, you know, the next week it was like, okay, on to the next.
Oh, yeah. Right, you know, right.
I could be happy for a living. It was like, all right, on to the next. And, you know, my next one now is Kiki Palmer.
Okay.
I've never had a black woman. I've trained with black women, but I didn't have, like, the one I could really get. Yeah. And she just had a baby.
Yep.
So I get to really show, like, how I can turn it up, because I can take you from this to that, like that.
Yeah.
Actually, there's some articles out now that, you know, I was getting her ready for the Met Gala, and she's looking like she's looked. And we just getting started. We just got, like, almost 6 weeks. But now when she gets back from, you know, touring, we're going to turn it up even more. So I get to do that. And at this point now, things are more strategic for me. It's more for, you know, training people, because I have a platform. I have an app.
Right.
And I have an app, Achieve Fitness, because I created this because I want to train every person in the world.
Okay.
And everyone is different. So I want to create something that everyone can go get their own experience, what they need from me.
Right.
That's why I created that.
Right.
And that's the biggest thing about 2023. So it's more than just the celebrities, it's everybody.
Yeah. Is that the next phase of your entrepreneurial journey, is being able to work with everyone?
That's what it is. I have a gym opening up, but it's more about my everybody not going to be able to make it to my gym in Los Angeles.
Right.
But you could be in China, you could be in Bulgaria, you could be in Japan. All you got to do is download.
Yeah.
And you can get it. You can get me. You know, so it's a wonderful thing that I have, and it's a platform that I'm dedicated to and I love so much. So that's my thing now. You know, I needed to get something so everybody can get a piece of me.
Yeah. No, man, I respect it, brother. Yeah. And I appreciate the passion that you're putting into the world for what you do, mm-hmm. right? Purpose. You talked about purpose. You brought it out, purpose. And I think I've really been able to see, especially a lot of the brothers that I've been able to have on this platform, they're where they are because they understood their purpose and they leaned into it. And so from one brother to another, just that flower moment, bro, keep leaning into it,
Thank you.
Platform is steadily growing because you walking in that purpose. Mm-hmm. The words, mm-hmm. even just, and I know it's all strategic, even the words that you say on, you know, your content, the overlays that you pick for the activities you're doing in that, it all speaks to mm-hmm. being the best version of you, tapping in and unlocking that level, man. So I appreciate you in that and what you're giving to everyone. Don't turn that light off.
Oh, no, man.
Don't turn that light off, brother. Okay. So you mentioned Kiki as an upcoming opportunity for you, man. What else is new? Kiki, the app. What else is on the horizon for you?
Acting. So, I had my first movie, not my first, I've been acting for the last 3 years. I had my movie come out, Imani, in theaters on BET Plus now. Did another movie called Water Boys. We filmed that. That should be coming out. It's Quavo, Lala. It's a full cast.
Okay.
And now I'm getting big auditions for blockbuster movies because now it's to the point that I don't have to just, I was creating guys to do what I could do. And people, it's almost like everybody at the pool and you like, let me get in here.
To go get the water. Yeah.
Because I know what I can really do. And
it's
actually when I committed myself to acting, things changed.
Yeah.
People started seeing it. And you don't have too many big black action guys like me. Michael Jai White, Wesley Snipes, not really around no more. Mike is still around. It's my guy. But there was a lane for me. And we starting to see it. So what I was doing for everyone else, I'm doing for myself.
Yeah.
If people see, I look at film as another platform. Mm-hmm. For me to be able to sell
mm-hmm.
and also show another talent and show a vulnerability to the world that people don't get to see just in films.
Yeah.
And it's working out really, really well. And despite that, I'm about to write my first book as well.
Okay, come on, man.
And so I'm trying to.
Come on, man. Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah.
Excellence, baby.
That's what it's about, man.
Yeah, excellence, baby. Well, how can our audience follow you, tap into you? How can they download the app? Where can they get everything?
They can go to MrKaye.com to download my app, Achieve Fitness. You can also follow me on Instagram, Mr. Kaye Mr. Kayo on every platform, actually. And if they can't find me, just Google Corey Kayo. Yeah. Everything is going to pop
up. It'll come up. It'll come up.
Everything,
it'll come
up. Yeah.
Man, Corey, I appreciate you joining us on the check-in here today, man. Again, I really appreciate it. I love what you're doing, brother. I'm excited to see the journey as it continues. Right? You say you're not a spring chicken, bro, but us 80s babies, we in our groove right
we
now.
We are, bro. I'm not getting old. I'm getting better, you know.
There we go. Well, guys, you've been here. You've listened to this episode here of The Check-In with Black Men's, where our special guest, Corey Callier, who's been with us here today. I'm sure you've heard something. I'm sure you've heard something that you can utilize to transform your life. Don't be stingy with that information. Make sure you share it with somebody else. Somebody else could hear the words or needs to hear the words that Corey mentioned today. So like it, share, subscribe to it. But we are very appreciative to have Corey here today on The Check-In. Y'all be good. We in L.A. Next time you come to L.A., stop by the W here in West Los Angeles, West Hollywood, West Beverly Hills, excuse me. Check out what they got.
Thank you for listening to The Check-In with Black Menswear. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and tell a friend about it. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Black Menswear. Check out and subscribe to the Black Menswear YouTube channel. And visit us online at www.weareblackmenswear.com to join the mailing list for ongoing updates for the Black Menswear Flash Mob Tour. Peace and blessings.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.